Hey everyone, my name is Brett Howe and I am an athlete mindset and life coach. I am a former dual sport ACAC athlete playing both hockey and soccer at the college level. I am now mom of four, entrepreneur, and founder of AMP Coaching. AMP Intermission Podcast shares top-notch conversations with some of the most inspirational people around. I speak with those from top-performing past and present athletes, coaches, to sport parents, and everyone in between. In sharing stories from adversity to triumph, this podcast will inspire athletes to follow their own genuine path to fulfillment in life and in sport. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. How's it going, everyone? Another episode of AMP Intermission Podcast. Super excited for this one today. Now, today I want to talk to you about why it's so important to be prepared for life after sport. And yes, it's good to pre-plan and it's good to know. You're also going to be throwing loopholes and life is going to take you in so many different directions. I mean, if I had my life planned out at 19, I can tell you not one thing about that life actually came to fruition. Other than marrying a Brett, I did say that was one thing I was going to do, but that was a crazy thought. The chances of that happening are pretty slim. I think it was more of a joke than anything. But in all honesty, if we try and pre-plan our life out, things always go in a different direction. Yes, I firmly believe that. There's a saying like, if you want to make God laugh, just tell him your plans. 100% believe that. But I also think there is something about being mentally prepared for life after sport. There is something about setting yourself up so that when that sport ends, you do not fall into a trap of complete and utter lack mentality. So, you know, falling into sadness, falling into depression, not knowing where to go because sport is all you know. It's more so being able to detach from your identity in your sport. Okay. And I think so many times, and I myself used to do this all the time. Actually, this was a huge problem. This is why I do what I do today, because my identity was my sport. I was a hockey player, and that is the only thing I knew. Every decision I had made was to get to where I wanted to go in hockey, and I wasn't prepared for life after sport. And I don't mean like having my ducks in a row, making sure I'm taking the right education. Not like that. I mean like stop gripping on so tight to the identity being your sport. And that's what this is about, is being able to disconnect from that. Okay. Being able to acknowledge that we are so much more than that. We are so much more than our sport. And not only that, I'm going to fill you in that I firmly believe when we can disconnect from our identity being our sport, we actually gain confidence in our sport because we don't hang on so tight to the idea that we can't fail, that we can't lose, that we can't be placed in judgment. We let go of those fears and those insecurities, failure, judgment, critique, rejection, because we are tied so much to the identity. And that just reminds me of like, I remember trying out for a hockey team and being cut. I remember still to this day going back to the University of Calgary. I had already gone to the UFC. I had played on the team. I then the next year had to follow a different career path because I was literally falling asleep in class. It was just not doing anything for me. And I was conscious and aware enough to make the decision that I shouldn't just make the decision for sport. I needed to remind myself that I was actually going to get an education for life after sport. And for me to be aware enough, I'm shocked because I loved my team. I loved the people. And there had to be more to it, right? I knew there was like more reason why I was leaving. I was a little bit maybe nervous about what was happening with the hockey team because of the athletic director, which I've alluded to a few times. At the time, the athletic director was pretty hard on the program. And there was like definitely unfair treatment for the female side of things. And yes, maybe I was a bit of a coward for not staying and fighting, but I also knew that nothing felt right. Like it just didn't feel in alignment for me to stay, not because of the team. Like I said, I had incredible friendships. I actually lived with the one girl the following year, but because I knew from an education standpoint, it was going to be a hard 4 years to be in school and doing those things and not being able to transfer. So I made that decision to move. I went to state for 2 years. I played hockey. I took a year off after that. That's my story. And long story short, I went back to go get my degree in hotel resort management in BUC, and I got cut. And I still remember being like, well, who am I now? I remember resorting to drinking too much, partying too much, hanging out with the wrong people, spending time doing the wrong things, trolling my life away, essentially. You know, I quickly reeled it back in, but I had a pity party for a substantial amount of time because I didn't know who I was outside of sport. It was all I'd ever known. And it was really hard to think that that wouldn't be my life. And I'm so grateful for it because I got to experience life outside of sport while I was still young, while I still had an opportunity to go back and do it and to spend another 2 years later on down the road in college hockey and having so much more gratitude towards the sport and giving it even more than I've ever had. So it's incredible how much we as athletes, we live, eat, and breathe hockey. You know, there's those sayings like as hockey players, that's when we're playing at elite level, it seems like that's all we focus on. And that's great to be laser focused, but we also need to be prepared or at least like have the mindset, okay, this one day will end. I need to detach from the identity. I need to be able to detach. I need to set myself up to know that there's more to me than just being a hockey player. And that was a huge struggle of mine. So it's important to disconnect from the identity of your sport. So I think that in saying that, having the preparedness of life after sport. And I think the most important thing you can do as an athlete, and this is what I work on so much with my athletes, is I'm not just an athlete mindset coach. I help them through their life. I'm a life coach in their aspect of that too, because they are so laser focused on their sport. Every decision they make is for their sport, but is it really in alignment with them? And I love an advisor who can say, hey, let's first focus on why you think you want to go to this school. The first priority should be your program. What interests you? And that's not saying, I'm going to tell you, I transitioned my program so many times. I switched. I'm actually not even doing today what I studied. Don't get me wrong. There's so many skills I learned along the way, but I'm not doing what I studied for. That's okay. But at least trying to gain clarity, at least giving yourself a fighting chance when you get outside post-sport, after college, after university, even after high school, at least giving yourself a fighting chance to feel like you have propelled forward or you can propel yourself forward. So a lot of that is actually getting quiet and thinking of things that you're good at, thinking of things that you could do. I never asked myself the question. I never had anyone telling me, is this something you could imagine yourself doing forever? Is this something that lights you up? Are you passionate about this? And I think those are the questions that you have to ask yourself as a student athlete. You've got your sport dialed in. You've got the training dialed in. You've got all that support you need to do that, to have a success. Now let's focus on the mindset and let's focus on your preparedness for where you're actually going, because your sport isn't going to go forever. You need to have a direction. And I have seen so many times, and it's so sad to see, and this is what sparked me doing what I'm doing. I run into, you know, my husband's old teammates who were incredible athletes, or post-college, you know, guys that used to be on a hockey team, or even girls. And I'm like, they just don't know who they are. And they resort to drugs. They resort to alcohol. You know, they had so much potential as an athlete and they couldn't translate that into life after sport. And that's something that I'm super, super passionate about, is helping people while they're in their sport, while they're pursuing it, to actually be prepared for life after and doing what's in alignment, making decisions that are there and using the two together, using the two hand in hand, as opposed to like, I'm just going to go all in on my sport now and worry about the rest later. Well, that's just being too much tied to your identity of your sport, in my opinion. Yes, go all in on your sport, but also be able to detach from you being a hockey player. When you introduce yourself, who cares if you play hockey? Like, that's the mentality you have to take, because I'll never forget a girl I played hockey with my first year in UFC. She ended up having to quit because of her concussion. Into her second year, she had to quit. And I went back and forth a lot. And when I got cut from UFC, that fourth year would have been, her and I went for lunch, and she said, "Brett, I have been out of this game for 3 years now, and I am telling you, no one cares that you were playing hockey at the UFC or not." And that's a really dramatic approach, but your sport is not to be used to like sell who you are and sell the abilities you have. Your sport is there to actually elevate you, to give you the characteristics, the qualities that are actually going to help you in later life, but they are not, your sport is not who you are. It's what you do. And I think when people can start to recognize that, we can start to do things, build those characteristics of a winner, essentially, but be able to channel it when we can start to disconnect from that identity. So that doesn't mean like, hey, you need to go and have your career figured out. Start thinking about it. Hey, I'm going to go, like, my goal is to get a scholarship to go Div 1, maybe it's Div 2, maybe it's to U Sport, whatever it is, whatever your goal is, great. As long as you made the decision, because it's like, this is in alignment with me. But when you're thinking about what you want to take or what you want to study, instead of just taking something because the hockey program is good or the sport program is good, go to a school that has the courses that interests you. It doesn't mean that's what you have to do with the rest of your life, because you can always pivot. Just take something that interests you. I learned that the hard way. I'm going to UFC. I was falling asleep in art history classes. I'm telling you, it was an absolute snooze fest for me. And I had to walk away because I spent a full year studying something that was not going to interest me. And that's okay if you go down that route and you're like, this is not for me, then we pivot. I have girls that are in nursing right now, and they're like, I don't see myself in this. And it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow. I'd rather pivot and take that year as just a learning of what you didn't want to do and go into something you that was serving you, that was important to you. You know, whether it's like, and if you have no idea, go into something that's going to be a life skill. Okay. If you have no idea what you want to take, go into something that's going to be a life skill, because no matter what, you're going to use those. So, you know, whether it's communications, well, it's very obvious that so many people in this world don't know how to communicate properly. That would be an incredible life skill to have. I remember taking a communications course, and I still to this day utilize the tools that I learned in that course, even though I am not studying what I actually went down that road for. So that's one of my main points that I would recommend to you, is like, if you don't know exactly what you want to do, do something that's going to actually translate to a life skill. You could also ask someone close to you, what am I good at? What are my skills? And start to get like quiet and think about those things. Because the people closest to you are the ones who know you the most. They know the things that you're good at. You know, if you're a shoulder to cry on for so many people, if you help give advice, coaching could be around for you, right? The other opportunity there is to start as young as you are, is to start thinking, or as old as you are, start thinking about what is it that sparks your interest. Let's say you're having a conversation at the dinner table and you get fired up about something. What is it that like sets you off, that either makes you want to cry or makes you want to laugh or something? When you talk about, you're so passionate about, when I talk about helping girls and their mindset, I'm on the other end of those calls and I'm fired up. So think about those things. Think about those things when you're choosing, hey, what am I going to do after my sport ends? What is something I'm good at? Ask the people closest to you. Think about the things that really light you up. Take the classes that are going to be transferable. If you can always be focused on, is this going to serve me? Is this going to help me grow? And ask yourselves those questions. If it's not a heck yes, it's a no. If you take that stance, you're going to always at least be moving forward. Okay, you're going to get knocked down 100%. You're going to feel like you get 10 steps back. But at the end of the day, you're always on a trajectory of moving forward, and you have to come at it from a growth and abundance mindset. You cannot come at life, at sport, with this lack thereof mindset. That's one of the greatest lessons I could teach you, is if you aren't growing, you aren't giving yourself a fighting chance. So whenever we have those big decisions to make, is this going to pursue me forward or is this going to hold me back? After your sport ends, it's completely fine and it's completely, quote unquote, I hate to use this word, normal to feel emotion tied to it. When you can reflect and have nothing but gratitude for that sport and then translate that emotion into your healing and that life that you're going to create for yourself outside of sport, that's when you're putting what you've learned to work. When you transition out of sport, let's be honest, your health and wellness is something that you've always held in high regard as an elite-level athlete, and you probably still will, but this can definitely impact your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. So just have a plan to maintain that overall health, because I myself went through it. I gained 65 pounds and being able, and yes, I had kids, but 65 pounds I had to lose to get to a healthy weight, to get to a healthier weight than when I was playing hockey, which is a whole other story. But if you can have a plan to like, hey, I'm going to suddenly like that go from a very competitive sport, playing at an elite level, to not doing that, because that's what happens to so many. Where am I going to channel that? Where am I going to maintain my abilities physically, mentally, and emotionally? So having a plan in place. No, for me, I didn't. And it was hard. But I now have. I found a way to channel, hey, life after sport, this is how I'm going to keep my competitive spirit. This is how I'm going to maintain my fitness levels. This is how I'm going to hold myself accountable. And yes, I don't have a team, but I have something that I'm looking forward to. Staying active, but it's really important to live that lifestyle of an athlete and then maintain that competitive spirit, because that's something that's such a driving force. Some people, maybe they love when their sport is over and they get to just relax. But for me, for an athlete who has that like competitive spirit in them, that grit, that determination, you need to channel it. And whether it's in a workforce that you're really passionate about or whatever it might be. So there are several ways to really detach from that identity of your sport. And it is vital that you do that, right? Because although it can be super challenging, it's important. And without that, you kind of lose who you are. So here are a few strategies I want to throw at you to help you detach from that identity. I want you to explore your interests, as I mentioned. What are you good at? Take time that you probably wouldn't have had while you're playing your elite level sport. Take time to engage in the hobbies, the volunteer work, the recreational activities that you enjoy. Take that team competitive spirit and focus it onto your personal growth. Shift that focus from the external, because a lot of our identity of being a hockey player, that's external achievement, right? Shift it into internal. And development within you. Utilize the goal setting, all the sport knowledge gained, and channel that to set personal and professional goals into your life. Whether it's pursuing your career, whether it's developing new skills, whether it's playing a new game, whether it's furthering your education, whatever it might be. And I alluded to this before, making sure you're in that growth mindset. Because that growth mindset is probably what got you to where you are. Don't lose sight of that. Don't go into scarcity. Through the dedication, through the hard work, that's where you're going to grow. So focus on continuous learning, continued improvement, because you're going to have that time and space. And don't define yourself by the achievements. We all know as team athletes, playing on a team, you have this like environment. And while you might all love each other, you all respect each other. You're all maintaining that same goal. So having that support network, finding that network, supporting yourself with friends, family, mentors, peers who are actually going to support you beyond your sport, that's really crucial to find those relationships and to value them and to build those connections. Okay, whether you need to go out and like join a group, go join a community, join a recreational team, whatever it might be, something that's going to maintain that team feeling so that you have that support, because it can be really lonely when you detach from your sport, when you're not playing it anymore and you're on your own. It can be really lonely. Don't just be a hockey player. Consider all the other roles you have in your life and all the other aspects you bring to relationships, to friendships to your sport. Think of the characteristics he brings and the roles you bring. You know, you're not just a hockey player. You're a friend. You're a sibling. You're an uncle. You're an aunt. You're a community member. Whatever you might be, you're a student. Try to think of all the roles you play in your life and how much value you bring to those roles, I should say. And don't be afraid to reflect on your journey and create those memories that are ingrained in your head, right? Don't be afraid that at the same time, it's going to be hard and you're going to feel the feels. Detaching from that identity of your sport is a process. And it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of practice. Heck, I'm 35 and at times I still struggle. But allowing yourself to experience that range of emotions that comes from it, because truly to heal is to allow yourself to feel it all. Those are just a few ways in which you can really learn to detach from your identity. But just acknowledge that it is a journey. It's not an immediate process, but trying to be prepared that there is life after sports, setting yourself up for that success, setting yourself up for being able to embrace the sport days you have and have that gratitude in the games you get to play, or the, you know, practices you get to make and everything you get until now, until your sport ends. But also being able to recognize, hey, one day this is going to fade, so I'm going to love it while I'm here, but I'm also going to make sure this isn't who I, my sole purpose in life. Explore who you are. This is a perfect opportunity. You know, I lived in Calgary for at least 6 years total, and I rarely went to the mountains. And now I would kill to go to the mountains. Just so you know, Calgary is like an hour away from the mountaintops. Like, to get to Banff, it's just over an hour. And it's like, I would have loved to go back and actually soak up being in nature and getting to really experience like some of those interests I have outside of hockey, outside of the city life, right? And get to be in the mountains, because we don't have that now. Like in Saskatchewan, I'm over 6 hours from the mountains. So just embrace other interests, focus on the personal growth and focus on how your sport is allowing you to personally grow, and acknowledge that it's outside of sport too, that you're growing. Build that social network, right? And just focus on gradually redefining your identity and detaching from the sport itself. And I think you'll also find that when you detach, if you're still playing your sport, you're probably going to be a much fiercer competitor. You're probably going to be a lot more successful in your sport because you're not putting all that pressure on you. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Have a great day.